FBI witness confirms in court, no tampering occurred with Hunter Biden's laptop. By Wendell Hasebo on June 5, 2024. No tampering occurred with Hunter Biden's laptop. Witness Erica Jensen, an FBI agent, told Hunter's gun trial jury on Wednesday. The testimony debunks long-standing claims by Hunter's associates that the laptop's data was subject to hacking and manipulation. Hunter's forensics expert, named Denver Riggleman, claimed during a CNN appearance in 2023 that data in the public sphere from the laptop from hell had no relation to the laptop. In other words, the president's son's defense team seemed to suggest that the laptop, or at least part of it, was not authentic. No, Jensen replied when the prosecution asked on redirect if she had seen any evidence of tampering with the laptop data, according to court reporters. The data obtained from Hunter's iCloud account came from Apple via search warrant. Hunter's attorney, Abby Lowell, tried to undermine the credibility of the laptop on cross-examination. "Did you find out if any of the files had been tampered with?" he asked Jensen. "I did not," she replied. On Tuesday, Jensen confirmed the authenticity of Hunter's infamous laptop. The DOJ confirmed the laptop was Hunter's by determining that he left it at a computer store and that the contents matched what authorities obtained via a search warrant of Hunter's iCloud, as Breitbart News reported in January. Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris, formerly of the New York Post, first reported the laptop from hell story in October 2020. Shortly after the New York Post broke the laptop story in 2020, CNN reporter Natasha Bertrand wrote the infamous and now discredited Politico story that used dozens of former Intel officials to push a false and misleading narrative about the origins of Hunter's laptop. CNN also finally admitted Hunter's laptop from hell was authentic more than 500 days after the initial story broke on October 24, 2020, notably calling it Russian disinformation and made up at the time. President Joe Biden and his press secretary also gave inaccurate statements about the laptop's origin. Joe Biden, "Overwhelming evidence from the intelligence community suggested it was Russian disinformation." Joe Biden, "Hunter's laptop was just a smear campaign in a bunch of garbage." Jen Psaki, "The laptop was part of a broad range of Russian disinformation." The case is United States v. Hunter Biden, number 24-1703 in the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. Read more about Hunter's gun trial here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.